Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video isn't brought to you by any donations. Well, because I didn't get any. If you want to request a topic, you can do so at the PayPal or Subscribestar links in the description. So I thought I'd cover something I saw in the Men's Rights subreddit from someone named Ebarcello. And here's what he has to say, and I quote, "Hello all, this is my situation. My ex lives in New York City. I live in Ohio. I receive supplemental security income, or SSI. When I was working, child support still garnished $538 from my SSI. Now I frankly don't care about the money even if it has made me broke. But it's the time I want with my daughter. When I try to speak with my daughter, it's too much of a distraction, and I know she feels uncomfortable due to everyone around her. If that's not the case, she's either at her grandma's house where everyone is loud and still can't talk to her when she's eating or when she's sleeping. It don't matter what time of day it is, there's a barrier to speak to her. During the start of the COVID surge, I had my daughter for the summer. We bonded and she acted out when she left my presence. I asked to have her for the summer of 2021, but my ex was upset due to the surge and wanted my daughter back at home with her. The states were going to get locked down. So in Ohio, I don't actually have a worker's pass to leave the state due to medical reasons. So I explained to her mom she had to leave PA due to the lockdowns, and it was a 4-hour drive. It was a big deal for her. Well, this summer she was in PA with her mom and her mom's ex-fiancé. I didn't know she was in PA, nor did I mind, but I could have driven 4 hours to get my daughter, but she refused. So during the summer, it was difficult to speak to her, like any other day. My ex-girlfriend during the summer texted me and told me that her fiancé at the time just got hidden by a car. My first comment to her was, you texted me about a man I don't know and don't care about, but can't text or call me so I can speak to my own daughter. Her response was, F you. I left it alone afterwards. Now she from the start wanted to abort my child. I asked her to keep her. I made a promise to take care of her and raise her. But she didn't want her from the start. She kept her, and once she went back to work, I took care of my daughter full time. I taught her how to walk, speak, play, and understand complex words, and know what they are. She caught on everything I showed her very fast. She was with me 24 hours a day. Now she basically lives with her grandmother Monday to Friday in another part of town, while her mother travels both ways every day passing her house so she can go home and rest. So my daughter cannot spend time with her own mother, but the grandma instead. I have the time to take care of her, I can raise her. But what's the point of paying child support to the mother? I could give it to the grandma instead. Or she could just give me my child. I will happily take her and not ask for support. I just want to continue my job being the father I promised to her as I fought her to not be aborted. How can I use this information when we go on our first trial that I'm awaiting for 2 years already? What is your opinion or output about this situation? I can't afford a lawyer and we go to court on January the 5th. Thanks for everyone's response ahead of time. Well, Ebarcello, I'm not sure my advice will be out in time. Also, I'm not a lawyer and I can't give you any legal counsel. But I will cover the psychology behind your situation in just a moment. But first, let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, Chris Whalen. There's a war in the West being waged by purple-haired ladies with orange man rabies. Let Dr. Be Real tell you about the feminist deal in his 2-volume book series called Surviving Fourth Wave Feminism. His books are full of red pill truth bombs and color images discussing the downfall of our society. The left and women are in bed together, and men aren't invited. Don't be a male feminist, get both copies today. It's free with the Kindle app. Amazon's sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to Ebarcello's ex holding him hostage over the love of his daughter, Clown World Show. Women love to cut you off from your own children emotionally by being at a distance until you eventually grow apart from them. Anyone who has relatives overseas they haven't seen for 5 to 10 years, like a grandmother, uncle, or cousins, and then they pass away, the emotional shock will be a lot lower than if you saw them recently. Barcella, with your daughter, you finished the hard part of teaching her up until she went to school, and now you're not needed anymore. Sounds like your ex is a user. She used you for your daughter's early childhood education, and now she's using her own mother for her daughter's grade school education. She once again tried to use you as an emotional tampon after her fiancé got in a car accident, and she wanted to talk to you all about it. You shut her down and it pissed her off, so odds are she resents you more than ever and will do whatever she can so you don't get to see your daughter. Your daughter is just a cart that she has in her pocket that she doesn't have to do much maintenance on to keep, and she can use her to collect extra money from you every single month. She also keeps her mother happy and distracted so that she's too busy with your daughter to stir shit up with her. I see this strategy employed by a lot of women. Women exploiting men to pay for their children and their own mothers to raise them. The mothering instincts seem to exist in grandmothers, but what happens to that daughter when she tries to do the exact same thing the following generation, Barcello? Do you really think your ex, who doesn't even want to take care of her own daughter and drives past grandma's house on the way to work every day, probably without stopping, so she can get more sleep and spend more time on social media, is going to raise her daughter's kids? I don't think so. Young females today are going to have dual forces facing them 25 years from now. Those will include both the red pill and black pill men out there that'll be armed informationally against her and go their own way or be sent going their own way with no choice. She will also need a grandma to take care of her own children. But if her grandma, your ex, doesn't raise her own daughter, then she will lack those skills. So odds are, with such a double whammy, it won't be worth it getting preggers to extort child support from an ex if she can just dump the kids on grandma. So the next generation of humans simply won't exist in the West, or it'll be extremely tiny, and fertility rates will fall below 1 in Western developed nations, because women will choose not to have those children and get those abortions instead. Plus, even if the strategy of pawning off your kids on grandma still worked, if in the future we're in a Bitcoin standard, there's no guarantee a woman can get a hold of a man's financial assets if they're on the blockchain where they don't have the password. No keys, no cheese. In that case, she can't torment you on tap when you ask to see your own daughter. Don't try and reason with your ex to raise your daughter and make your ex's life easier. You're already making it easier by providing a warm body she can emotionally abuse when she needs a little pick-me-up, plus the extra money that you send her. The first time I saw this sort of thing was before I went my own way, when I watched the whole fiasco that happened with Rob Ford, the former mayor of Toronto, and his wife. She was doing the exact same thing, passing off the children to her own mother. I know other women do the exact same thing. Throw their children onto grandmothers to take care of them because they're busy with their careers or riding the cock carousel. Poor Rob Ford ended up dying from cancer. I wonder if his wife had anything to do with that, or if it was all the crack he was smoking and food that he was choking down. The idea that your ex didn't want her daughter with you during the lockdowns is probably just an excuse to punish you, to make you even more lonely as you couldn't see anyone, including your own family. Women just love to isolate men from the ones that they love. Eventually, when enough men figure this out, they just won't love anyone anymore, and as you may or may not know, women typically can't deal without being loved. They tend to self-destruct, and that's why you're seeing so many of them medicated these days. The coup is increasingly being used as plausible deniability to deny men access to their own children. It's a strange world we're living in. For example, I can't even share a picture of a woman with a kid in any of today's slideshow pictures. The last time I did that for a video, I barely got 5,000 views. YouTube's algorithm saw it as a video for children, and therefore, it didn't want to send notifications out to anyone. In this generation, the fertility rate is now roughly 1.5 to 1.6 on average in most Western countries. I think that it'll probably drop to 0.8 to 0.9 during the next one. That the population will get cut by 60% every 50 years. Even Elon Musk is figuring out this and saying that it'll be the end of civilization if people don't start having children. But we all know that all roads lead to MGTOW. As I've been saying, as long as men going their own way have one child each through surrogacy, we replace ourselves from one generation to the next. And our population as a percentage of the total population will continue to grow exponentially, while the rest of the world shrinks exponentially. But Musk is one to talk because he's got more assets than anyone else, and paying for IVF or sending his kids to private boarding school doesn't affect his life. If he ever gets a Mars colony going, the kids there would actually have very brittle bones because of low gravity. Poor eyesight, weak muscles, and in a twist of fate and a nod to the Martian films with little green men, their skin also might be turning green. Apparently a woman's pelvis could also break during pregnancy due to childbirth on that planet. So Musk wants us to have more children, yet they're next to impossible to have on Mars. The decline in birth rates is also inevitable. More stories like Barcello's will see to it, as men fear having children that'll get taken away from them or neglected. It's not just the financial investment, but also the emotional one. On that men's rights forum, guys left Barcello words of encouragement, but only one of them gave him any usable advice. He was told to record all of his emails and phone texts and letters and use that information if it's admissible in court. Barcello knows what's up and was probably just telling everyone his story to vent his frustrations. He knows it's probably a losing battle. But what a lot of MRAs that criticize MGTOW for not having children aren't thinking about is that their own children are going to be incapable of raising their own one day. So even if they pass down their genes down to the next generation, the odds of them getting passed down to yet another one go down and down. and the more that feminism and gynocentrism in society go up. When you have a world where men are willing to raise their young but women neglect them, that's what happened during the Mouse Utopia experiments. The mothers just abandoned their young until they died. Maybe men can fill the gap or use technology to do it. I don't know. But it doesn't look good at this point. To all the guys out there that feel guilty for not reproducing, they should realize it's not going to make much of a dent in the birth rates. Don't let the trad cucks convince you otherwise. They can't stop birth rates from collapsing either. We're living in a global mouse utopia experiment, only with humans instead. That's accelerating because of the use of social media. Let's also not forget that with the inflation only just beginning to ramp up, that's going to stop many people from being able to afford kids in the first place or starting a family. The thing about inflation is it destroys the purchasing power of your savings. And if you lose your job and your savings are gone, thanks to money printing, you're financially destroyed, unless you have assets in your name. The West is already averaging 1.5 children per woman with regards to fertility rates. Imagine what's going to happen to that number when 40 or 50% of people or more have zero investable assets and they lose their savings. Korea dropped to 0.86 last year during the coup, the first time in recent history that a country has dropped below 1. If the money gets hyperinflated, then even the conservatives won't be able to afford their kids. Ibarcello is lucky that he even has a daughter. If his ex got pregnant during COVID, the abortion would most likely have happened. Again, thanks Ibarcello for sharing this story so I could have a good topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that women are probably smashing down the doors of Planned Parenthood and abortion clinics during COVID. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the souls of all the aborted babies haunting your local Chuck E. Cheese away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.